back to The Lord of the Wings. I'm Brian Hayden. I'm deep into my quest now to find the best wings in my hometown. I've discovered the stories behind the original Buffalo-style wings created at the Anchor Bar, the very, very hot wings at Duff's, and the spicy wings at Mamoser's tossed in a special sauce that's been a closely guarded family secret for decades. Those Mamoser's wings that packed a punch got me thinking. The sauce might be the most important part of the wing. Sure, their size and crispiness is important, but without a unique sauce, nearly all wings would otherwise taste about the same. So what other wings in Buffalo stand apart for their sauce? I left Mamoser's with the heat from those wings still burning in my mouth, and drove down US 62, past the county fairgrounds, through Lackawanna, and into a neighborhood that seemed to have more legendary wing spots per capita than anywhere else in the region, South Buffalo. After spending a day exploring the neighborhood, it's clear South Buffalo's corner tavern culture takes great pride in creating versions of beer's best friend, Buffalo Wings, that stand apart. There's the 9/11 Tavern on Bloomfield Avenue, where owner Mark Gress has single-handedly been preparing the wings and making the sauce nearly every night since 1981. There's the Blackthorn Pub, which specializes in a South Buffalo wing named after the neighborhood. And there's a square mile or so along Abbott Road, from the Buffalo Irish Center to Doc Sullivan's. That's the Smitty District of Wings, where pubs and taverns all serve wings Smitty style. Who, or what, is Smitty? My research along Abbott Road led me to Doc Sullivan's pub and owner Tommy Cowan, who provided me with the lowdown on this style of wing and sauce historically only found in this Buffalo neighborhood. So we're here on Abbott Road in South Buffalo at Doc Sullivan's Pub. And all I've heard throughout the neighborhood is you got to try the Smitty Wing. I'm here with owner Tommy Cowan of Doc Sullivan's, and we've got a plate of Smitty Wings right in front of us here. They smell absolutely delicious. Tommy, who or what is Smitty? What is a Smitty Wing?
So the Smitty Wing came from Smitty's, which is now Doc Sullivan's, back in the 60s, 70s. In the family, the O'Neill and the Smith family, developed the wing sauce. I think it was just, obviously it's a butter, Buffalo Wings is a butter and hot sauce mix, and they wanted to spice it up a little bit. Not so much spice and heat, but spices. And they picked the, dozen or so ingredients that go into the butter sauce, and they nailed it. And I can't imagine when they were eating them back in the late 60s, early 70s, what people thought back then, when obviously right now you can order wings everywhere. And when you have a wing this good, in my eyes, and I could say that, and I'm not being, cocky about it, because it's not my wing sauce. I'm just carrying on the legacy of the Smitty Wing recipe. So I'm trying my best to capture it and make sure that every wing that goes out is exactly how it was back then.
So I've just bit into a Smitty Wing here. It's got the perfect amount of sort of crispiness. And the flavor, Tommy, isn't like any like Buffalo-style wing I've had in Buffalo. It tastes totally different. I mean, I think I'm tasting some spices in here. There's a certain kind of tang to this wing. Walk me through this. What exactly is it that I'm tasting in a Smitty Wing?
Well, I can't give you all the reasons why they taste like they do.
Or else you'd have to kill me.
Or else I'd have to kill you. But, and again, it's not a huge secret, but, the flavor profile of these wings is not about heat. It's not about, a ton of butter. It's a perfect combination of the secret spices that we put in that give it that sweet, somewhat tang with heat. And again, spices. Not spicy, but spices that are in there.
what I find wild is that for so long, the Smitty style just stayed in South Buffalo in that one neighborhood.
Right.
Tell me more about that. I mean, why do you think this style became so synonymous with a certain part of the city?
Yeah, you know, it's growing up in South Buffalo, you didn't think that way. You know, you just thought that's how wings were, honestly. You know, there were places that, you know, a pizzeria or so that you would order wings from, and that you're just like, ah, these aren't, they don't do them right. They don't make them right. But they weren't doing the, this is, the Smitty style wing is a pub wing. You know, it's not a pizzeria style wing. It's a pub wing. It's, you sit at a table, you sit at the bar, you grab a beer, and you hang out and you order 20, 30 wings. And that's why South Buffalo is so special when it comes to chicken wings, because we have bars all over the place, you know, and everybody does wings, and everybody does wings really good in South Buffalo. So you can walk into any bar in, say, the Blackthorn, and walk in, and there's 20 people sitting at the bar, there's probably five plates of wings out, and that's it, and then a bunch of beers. So, yeah, we have this dense pocket of a South Buffalo tradition, traditional sauce, our own take on wings, whether it's Smitty or South Buffalo style, but we do have our own wing sauce. And I don't think anyone else really in the city has that. It's not like you go to another part of the city and say, well, they have this type of wing. You
know, right. There's not a West Side wing.
There's not a West Side wing. There's not an East Side wing. There's right. not a North Buffalo wing. There's right. not an East Amherst wing. And it sounds crazy, and it's normal to me. But when I step out of shoes like us talking about this right now, it is kind of cool that you can go to a dozen pubs and have really good wings, all different, but they're all they're all cousins of the Smitty wing, somewhat. You know, I'm not saying the Smitty is the leader, but I'm saying they're all cousins with each other.
Well, the Smitty kind of set the tone in a way for South Buffalo to kind of do its own thing.
Sure, it did. It was like the pioneer of the wings in South Buffalo. And, you know, some places have come and gone with good, great wings. But, some things haven't worked. So, like I said, the Blackthorn is a really good wing. O'Daniel's has their own style of wing, which I love. Potter's Field has a great wing. 9/11, obviously an amazing wing. So it's, but again, those are all pubs. They're all pub styles. So you're not going to get a wing like this, like a Smitty style or a South Buffalo style, in a pizzeria atmosphere.
Now, you've been branching out as a business owner in the last few years. You purchased a pub that turned into 40 Thieves in the Elmwood Village. And I've heard, you've taken Smitty outside of South Buffalo and try to introduce it to other parts of the city. Tell me, how has that gone?
It's going great. People love our wings down here as well. We offer some more wing sauces at 40 Thieves than we do at Doc's, and I want it to stay like that. You know, we thought before, do we take our menu larger at Doc Sullivan's? Do we add a bunch more sauce? And I'm like, you know what? We got to keep it traditional. We got to keep it Smitty wings. You don't come here for the char pit barbecue wings at Doc Sullivan's. You just don't do it. You come for Smitty wings, and that's it. 40 Thieves, we do the open pit. A few different sauces. We do a Southie Gold, which I, again, referenced to from beans from South Buffalo, and the open pit barbecue. And we also have the Smitty style. But they've been working great at 40 Thieves.
The Smitty wings were just right. A perfect amount of flavor and a unique blend of spices that were a welcome departure from traditional buffalo wing hot sauce. After leaving Doc Sullivan's, I continued on my quest for uniquely sauced wings by cutting over to Seneca Street and driving out State Route 16 to the quaint village of East Aurora. There, a line of people waited out the door to be seated at the renowned Bar Bill Tavern. After finding a spare seat at the bar, I noticed staff preparing the wings in a way I hadn't seen anywhere else. They were brushing hot sauce onto the wings instead of tossing them into a bowl. What was that all about? Owner Clark Crook gave me the lowdown on the Bar Bill's hand-painted wings. So we're here out at
Bar Bill Tavern in East Aurora with owner Clark Crook. One of the best spots in Buffalo for wings and especially the sauce on the wings. They've got something really unique going on out here. Clark, tell me a little bit more about the history of Bar Bill and how did this place, you know, become so known for their wings and for their unique sauces?
So the history of the Bar Bill is actually a little over 50 years old. It was founded by a couple of a husband and wife team, Barbara and Bill Corzales. And
so Barbara and Bill makes Bar Bill.
Yes. Yeah, so the legend is now been debunked. The actual name came from Barb and Bill. But Barb and Bill, they were in the classic tavern business. They had roast beef on weck, and that was the tavern item, and really it ran as a bar and certainly a little rough and tumble at times. My wife's uncle, Joe Jaffaloni, purchased the Bar Bill in 1977, actually closed on the Bar Bill the day of the blizzard of 77. So to him, it was a fairly significant day. But what was unique about Uncle Joe is that he didn't come from the restaurant business. He wasn't a chef. He wasn't a cook. You know, he liked to make dinner for the family, but that was about it. Uncle Joe actually was a mechanical engineer at Bell Aerospace. And so rather than cooking chicken wings, his background was building helicopters and aircraft.
That's quite a career transition.
It was. It was. And frankly, the family was a little aghast. You know, what are you doing? You're doing what? Again, he came into the bar business with the frame of reference of being that of an engineer and not a chef. And so what does that mean, or what did that mean, you know, for the Bar Bill? Well, it was soon thereafter that Uncle Joe introduced chicken wings to the Bar Bill. And he created each sauce one at a time by hand in his little kitchen. And what was unique about Uncle Joe is that he didn't leave anything to chance. He calculated as an engineer would, bringing scientific process to the development of chicken wing sauce. And literally, he would add a component to the recipe, you know, in small increments, you know, eyedropper increments, if you will, and then he would test each increment. You know, as a scientist would. You know, he didn't just throw a random recipe together. He individually or incrementally changed the recipe and tested each component of the recipe with his focus group, which was usually family. And so over time, he would introduce a sauce once he felt it was correct.
So it would take months, sometimes years, sort of, for these sauces to develop.
You better believe it. You better believe it. And you know, one thing that the Bar Bill has become noted for is that we paint sauce with a brush on each chicken wing. And so many people will ask, well, why do you do that? You know, that sounds like an insane extra effort. You know, why don't you just shake them in a bowl like everybody else? And it really came down to the recipe of the sauce is that Uncle Joe designed it, each sauce, to taste a certain way based on the amount of sauce that was on each chicken wing, or for that matter, each side of a chicken wing or each bite of a chicken wing. He was intent on that bite being the same, and the same through each wing, to each order of wings, to each experience. So year in and year out, that you stop by the Bar Bill and that wing or that bite tasted exactly the same. And so brushing and hand brushing allowed a level of control that we just could not get any other way. And so there is the history, if you will.
So when you order like a plate of hot wings at Bar Bill, what do you think makes, you know, how is the Bar Bill hot sauce sort of different from like just like a Frank's Red Hot? I mean, I know you can't divulge the secret family recipe.
I think what again, back to Uncle Joe, what was important to him was for the hot wing not to just be hot, that he wanted the flavor to carry through. So whether you were eating a mild wing or a medium hot in our case, or a hot wing, he wanted that flavor you know, to consistently come through and not just to be a burning sensation. And I think many times when you'll hear people talk about barbell hot wings, especially people that enjoy eating hot food, that they will say that these tasted good. And that ultimately is what we always are shooting for.
Can you tell me anything about like the development of the sauces and actually creating these sauces? Like how often are you making sauce? Is it made on-site or off-site?
So all of our sauces are made on-site. As far as development, they've basically been developed one at a time. And sometimes the sauces will start as an idea from ownership. Other times, or many more times, they'll come from the customers themselves, you know, that they'll suggest a sauce that they think is neat and whether or not we'd be interested in doing something, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of crazy sauces out there that we have chose not to, you know, participate in. And, let's just say the peanut butter wing is an example. You know, you won't find a peanut butter wing at the barbell. Well, why? You know, is it because we don't like peanut butter? No, I love peanut butter. But I think it's also, you know, it gets back to what I talked about, consistency. You know, can we apply that kind of a sauce in a way that consistently has a flavor profile, you know, that we can replicate, you know, year in and year out? So we're very deliberate about, you know, the types of sauces that we'll introduce, and very much the same way Joe used to do it. We do it the exact same way, you know, that we'll test and run little internal focus groups and we'll beat the snot out of something. And many times we'll throw stuff out before, you know, there's only been a couple of sauces that have been introduced over the last few years, you know, with the most popular being spicy Asian, you know, that is probably our newest sauce, you know, and that's been on the menu for about 8 years now. So you can see that it doesn't change often.
Mm-hmm. And this blue cheese that I'm having here, it's some of the tastiest blue cheese I've ever had. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, I sure can. I think, you know, the blue cheese here, like all Buffalonians, you know, we're serious about blue cheese and certainly, you know, it's important to us. But we make our own blue cheese back to what we talked a lot about with the sauces is we're focused on consistency and quality. And what we have found is it's the only way to make sure that we have a consistent product. We've tested different types of blue cheese over the years, and we always come back that the best blue cheese is made with blue cheese wheels, where we're crumbling the blue cheese wheel by hand. You know, that there's significant flavor that's wrapped up in the entire cheese wheel that's released, you know, into each batch that we've found no equal to, you know. And so again, there's a lot of love that goes into that blue cheese, and it's, to us, it's just as important as any sauce that we have, if not more.
So, yeah, I'm looking here at all these different sauces. I mean, for a first-time visitor, do you have any tips on any, you know, sauce varieties they absolutely should try?
Well, I can tell you that they're all, of course, as a homer, I would tell you this, that they're all good. But I'll give you a hint on at least the most popular. So by far and away, our medium sauce is our number one selling sauce. But right behind would be our Cajun honey butter barbecue. And then there's a couple of twists that we do on both of those sauces where we add our Cajun sauce to both. So Cajun medium and Cajun honey butter barbecue are big fan favorites. So plenty of local celebrities will say that the Cajun honey butter is barbecue is their ultimate favorite. My personal favorite would be Cajun medium.
And it looks like about 15 sauce varieties altogether. Is that something?
I think
about
you
right?
Got it just about right.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Well, I think I'm getting hungry for some more wings here, so maybe I'll put in another order. But
I knew there was a reason that you wanted to do this.
Well, Clark, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Well, thanks again.
After After eating Barbill's perfectly appointed wings, one thing became clear. It's really not just the sauce, but how it's distributed onto the wing that can set it apart. I was starting to get pretty full, but I knew I had to continue on my quest. The Barbill experience got me thinking. What other wing joints in town have a unique preparation method? And in the next episode, I'll attempt to answer the question that set me on this quest in the first place. Who makes the best buffalo wings in Buffalo? Join me next time for the conclusion of The Lord of the Wings.